has a good disposition.
And someone like a teenage boy that's just all arms and legs, you said that he's...
All arms and legs. Misformed.
Or he's just always stumbling and dropping things and...
Helpless?
No, I mean, there's nothing physically wrong with him.
Oh, I know the word, but I can't call it.
Did you ever say gangling or awkward or clumsy?
Clumsy is the word I'm trying to think of.
And if someone just keeps on doing things that don't make any sense, you say he's just a plain
nut.
Did you ever use the word fool?
I've used the word fool, but in that instance, I'd say nut.
How would you use the word fool?
Someone who would do things that made no sense to other people or himself.
And a person who has a lot of money but really hangs on to it is
a miser.
And
tight one.
An older person who still has a lot of energy and gets around real well would be
energetic.
Anything else?
Alert.
And say if your children are out later than usual, you say, well, I don't guess there's anything wrong, but still, I can't help feeling a little...
Worried.
Or a little...
Concerned.
You would feel easy. You'd say...
Uneasy. Uneasy.
And someone else would say, well, just don't...
Worry.
And a child might say, I'm not going to go upstairs in the dark. I'm...
Afraid.
You say, I don't see why she's afraid now. She hadn't been afraid before. You say she...
I don't
say
see.
She used it to be afraid, or she didn't used to be afraid, or how would you say that?
She has never been afraid.
And the person that leaves a lot of money on the table and goes out and doesn't bother to lock the door, you say the person was awfully...
careless.
And you say there's nothing really wrong with Aunt Lizzie, but sometimes she acts kind of...
queer.
What would that word mean?
Queer. Don't stop to think what they're doing, careless or something.
Has that word changed meaning from the past few years?
Not to my knowledge, Ned.
Did you call someone a queer?
Oh, yeah. That does mean, it has several meanings to it. Now, it depends on how you apply it.
What would some of the meanings be?
Well, now, one term I know, queer, it refers to sex.
You mean homosexual?
The organs of either the female or the male have not been completely formed for them to be able to have reproduction. I've known women who have peckers that long.
How long has that word had that meaning? I mean,
to me since I was a kid. Do not know of men who don't have peckers.
What about queer meaning homosexual?
Hmm?
Have you heard the word queer meaning homosexual?
I can't recall having the word queer refer to a homosexual.
Hmm. Say someone makes up his own mind and you can't argue with it. He's going to do things his way.
He's stubborn.
And someone...
uncooperative.
That you can't joke with without him losing his temper.
Oh, we got some here like that. You want to know what you call him? Or he can give, but he can't take, is what you usually refer to him as.
Or
he can dish it out, but he can't take it.
Say something that happened to embarrass someone. You say, well, don't mention that to him, because on that subject, he's still a little bit...
Oh, he's a little... touchy.
And you say, well, I was just kidding him. I didn't know he'd get so...
upset.
Or if he lost his temper, he got really...
disturbed or upset.
And someone's about to lose their temper, you might tell them to just...
hold it.
To just keep...
cool. Or cool it.
And you've been working very hard, you say you were very...
tired.
Any other ways of saying that?
Well, you can say you petered out.
I'm just completely...
give out.
Okay, what about using the expression wear out? You say I'm completely...
worn out.
And if a person has been well, you hear that they've got some disease, you say, well, yesterday they were fine. When was it that they...
yesterday they were fine. What was the rest of you saying?
Yeah, when was it that they...
taken ill.
And if the person had gone out in bad weather and had been later been sneezing and his eyes were running, he said he went out in the rain and he
caught a cold.
And he couldn't talk right. He said he sounded a little
hoarse.
And if you do that, you have a
cold.
Or
you cough.
Okay. You've got someone to medicine. You go in and say, why haven't you
taken your medicine?
And the person would say, well, an hour ago I
taken it.
And someone can't hear anything at all. He says that they're
deaf.
And if a man has been out working in the sun and he takes off his shirt and it's all wet, he say, look how much I
have. He normally, the old time would say, look how much I've sweated, or
or look how much I
have perspired.
Or without using the word have, he'd say, look how much I
sweated.
And a sore that comes to a head is called
carbuncle or a boil.
What's the difference?
Same thing.
And the stuff that drains out is the
pus.
And if someone got shot or stabbed, you have to get a doctor to look at the
wound.
And sometimes the wound won't heal back right. It's going to be cut out.